C. Carly, a naturalist. I'm Carly. I'm a naturalist in Vancouver in Western Canada. I go out on whale watching vessels and talk about the things we see. We normally see killer whales, seals and sea lions. We also see porpoises, eagles, cormorants, and a variety of different shorebirds. Today we will try to spot killer whales. A killer whale is actually just the largest dolphin. It's black on the top and white on the bottom. That is a type of camouflage called countershading. It makes it easier for them to sneak up on their prey. Males grow to about 30 feet long and they weigh a few tons. The males have dorsal fins that grow to be about 6 feet tall. From up there, I got more of a sense of Earth as home, a place where we live. And of course, you want to take care of your home. You want it clean. You want it safe. Winston Scott, astronaut. I believe there are about 83 members in the southern resident community. We are working on getting a more reliable count, including the babies that were born during the winter. In total, I believe there are 200 to 300 whales in the southern and northern resident communities. Most of the time, we place a hydrophone in the water to pick up their noises. They make clicking noises for echolocation. They also make squeaks and squeals to communicate with each other. Cunning hunters. Spy hopping is when whales are vertical in the water. They flap their tail flukes to lift their head up out of the water. They can see equally well above and below the water. They also do something called breaching. This is when they get their body out of the water and fall on their side, making a big splash. Breaching sends a shockwave down into the water and makes it easier to catch fish. When they want to chase fish really fast, they do something called porpoising. They come out of the water head first, jump into the air, and then go back into the water nose first. Endangered species. Humans are the biggest threat to killer whales. We are their only predators. We also put toxins into the sea. This leads to bioaccumulation. This is what happens when a smaller animal eats something that is toxic to it. A fish eats that smaller animal, then the killer whale eats the fish. The toxins keep building up in their system. In the old days, fishermen also thought whales were a threat to fish stocks, so they shot them on sight. Nowadays, killer whales are protected. Researchers are still trying to figure out the possible negative consequences of whale watching. You're not allowed to come any closer to them than 100 yards. When they approach the boat, you have to stop the engine. That's because the sound of the engines and boats could interfere with their vocalization and echolocation.